Hello there, pod person, and welcome to this Culturefile digital single that's magically slipped up in your feed. And this time, we're on a journey into Afrobeat gospel with Adonye Allen Taylor, musical director of African Gospel Choir Dublin and the man behind the Obala concert series, for which Allen Taylor orchestrates his own night of Afrobeat gospel, bringing in music and language from around the continent. The latest Obala concert happens on Saturday night in Dublin, and preparing for that, Culturefile's Louis Scully took some notes from Adonye Allen Taylor.
Everybody say yeah. Yeah. Come on, if you're happy, say yeah. Yeah. I want to tell you a story.
My name is Adonye Allen Taylor. I'm the founder of African Gospel Choir Dublin and also the founder of Obala Concerts, which has been around for the last 17 years.
This kind God, where I get
the original.
I want to tell you a story.
I relocated to Ireland in the year 2000, and that's where my music journey actually ignited.
This kind God, where I get
the original. I've started playing music from a very young age. I remember that my first encounter with music was in my dad's office, and that would be sometime in the 80s. Okay, we didn't have a piano in the house, but fortunately, there was one in his office. From there, I realized that I could pick up any instrument and play it once I spent a few hours or a few days with it. So I started developing interest in playing drums, percussions, and things like that, electric guitar, bass guitar. So that's where my music foundation began. I listen to other musicians, see what they're doing, and I'm easy to catch up. So in 2000, when I relocated to Ireland, the passion just multiplied. I just don't know why that happened, but I think probably I had a bit more time on my hands. So in 2006, I started playing the saxophone. Self-taught. How it happened is I saw a friend that was playing, and I was like, oh, I'd love to play the saxophone. I was like, I don't have time to teach you, but there's a chat, a saxophone chat. He handed it over to me, and I said, thank you. Can you borrow me the sax for a week? And he did. And I started playing. So I said, okay, I'll buy my own saxophone. And that's how I started playing the sax. So I can play all the ranges of the saxophone, from alto to tenor to soprano to baritone. Okay, explaining what my music sounds like, I would give an example of maybe popular musicians that people might know, and that would help them a bit. So I would say maybe start from Fela Kuti. So it's a big band. You have the horn section, the bass, percussionists, keyboards, one or two, depending, guitar section. And so it's a mini orchestra. It's a big sound, fat sound. It's big, so it will be suitable for festivals, suitable for big venues, because it's a big, big band. It's similar to jazz, because there's a lot of improvisations. Okay, so there's a lot of unwritten script. The song will be arranged to a stage, maybe the on section, but there's a bit of fluidity into the songs to allow for improvisations, to allow for emotions to take over. I sing about moral stuff. I also sing about gospel stuff based on the gospel, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. But also I sing about life lessons. I try to tell my story through my songs. In terms of the Afrobeats that I'm not talking Afrobeats, because there's two different kind of genre. Afrobeats and Afrobeats, they are different. But anybody that listens to Afrobeats, it's identified with fighting the government, antagonizing the government because the government is not doing right. Okay, that's what Afrobeats Foundation is all about. Or saying the truth that people don't want to hear. But it's not limited to that, because I decided that, okay, the way I want to tell my story is I'm not antagonizing any government, I'm not fighting any government, but I want to use this music to be able to reach out to people, to tell a story to people that love music and want to sit down and listen to good music and enjoy it, but still get a message from it, rather than just, oh, it's all about government or it's all about injustice. So sometimes that comes into it, but it's not all the time. The mixture of gospel and Afrobeat is very unique, because on its own, Afrobeat itself is difficult to write. So now putting gospel into Afrobeat, it's a bit more unique, because I'd say in Ireland, I'll be the only one that writes gospel with Afrobeat. And even all over the world, it's just going to be a few people that does that. So, because it's just the way the music is, to arrange it, to put improvisations in it, to be able to get a big band to play it as well. It's a very kind of unique music to play. So we have the percussion section, which we have the drummer and the percussionists. And sometimes I have a conga player, a talking drummer, and the drummer. Two pianos, I play two pianos just for the rhythm section, and electric guitar and the bass guitar. So coming to the horn section, I play three horns. I play the alto, the tenor, and the baritone. So I don't play the three at the same time, but I'll play them throughout the concert. On the horns, I have a trombonist, I have a trumpeter, and I have a baritone player that plays tenor sometimes as well. And also on backing vocals, I have five female backing vocalists that responds to my call. The talking drum is peculiar to the Yoruba people from Nigeria, or the Yoruba speaking tribe. Why we call it talking drum is because it can mimic the voice of an human being, and also it has music notes. So like the way I can tune it, I can play do re mi, do mi, do, so you can actually make music from it. Obala concert means great king. That's the translation from Yoruba language. It's in Yoruba language. So what the concert is all about is about showcasing gospel music from an African perspective. The idea of the music was to be able to sing songs from each part of Africa, from the west, from the east, from the south, and to be able to represent Africa as a whole. So we sang songs in Swahili, we sang songs in Lingala, we sang songs in Yoruba language, we sang songs. We went through the major languages and the feel and the readings of each language as well. It's just being able to showcase African culture through music, and in a gospel way.
Adonye Allen Taylor there, and the report was from Louis Scully. More information on Saturday's concert from OBANLA Concert, all one word, .com.